Good afternoon from New Richmond High School. Mark Halverson with you as we have coverage of Chi-High Girls at New Richmond here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Legends of Success, very interesting. But we've got Chi-High Girls basketball. The JV squad, that game started earlier than we would have anticipated. Typically, you'd think, say, on a usual night, you go with about a 5:45, and then they project a 7:10 start, so an hour and 25 minutes later. We would have thought at 1:30, 3 o'clock today. They started the JV game at 1. So, hey, folks, I was surprised when I got here. They were already at halftime. New Richmond JV defeating Chi-High 55-23. 55-23, the Lady Tigers over Chippewa Falls. And we've got a rematch on our hands, Chi-High and New Richmond here this afternoon. A contest that happened on January 6th at Chi-High as the Tigers pulling it out over Chippewa by a score of 64-49. In terms of the conference standings, Hudson at 13-0. Meanwhile, Eau Claire Memorial is 9-2 on the season. Menominee is 7-5. New Richmond and Eau Claire North at 6-6. Rice Lake at 4-9, River Falls at 3-8, and the Lady Cards are 0-12. For Chippewa Falls, their lone victory this season, a 68-44 win on the road at DC Evers. That came way back on November 22nd, their second game of the year. They're in the midst of a 19-game losing streak. Now, for about a month, they were without their leading scorer, Ava Reuter, and that's no picnic for sure for any team. And talked with her. She's been back for a couple of games, working her way back. If you're a sports fan, you think of David Bakhtiari. He, too, had an appendectomy and was out for several games for the Packers in December. And so Ava Reuter on the high school level trying to navigate that. The Cards with a test here today. Now, as you'll hear us talk coming up with Becca Bestel in the pregame interview, you know, offense has certainly been a struggle. I mean, they've given up some big numbers to some teams along the way. But getting the ball in the basket, and you can see with that JV number, just 23 points that they scored in that loss here already this afternoon at New Richmond. But for Chippewa Falls, they did score. They did muster 49 points against New Richmond at home against the Tigers, and that was one of their better offensive numbers on the season. Exceeded, yes, in that victory at DC Everest in the opening game when they lost 73-56 at home to Wausau West, but they scored 50 in a loss to Eau Claire North on December 8th. But you have to really look far and wide to see when they scored more than the 49 they scored against New Richmond. In fact, they have not exceeded that, matched that, or exceeded that since that loss to the Tigers back on January 6th. Meanwhile, for New Richmond, they've had winning streaks of 4-3-2 during the season and singular victories elsewhere. After starting the year 0-2 with losses at Somerset and Prescott, they won at home over St. Croix Falls and River Falls. Then they lost five in a row before beating Bloomington Kennedy from Minnesota in the Rochester Mayo Civic Center Rotary Holiday Classic. Then a loss to Stuartville, and then put together a four-game winning streak that are longer this season, starting with that 64-49 win over the Cards on January 6th, followed by wins at home over Osceola, at Rice Lake, at home over Ellsworth. A loss to Eau Claire Memorial in a close one, 66-61. And considering the Abes, the second team in the conference behind Hudson at 9-2, that's saying something there. And then more recently, three conference wins for New Richmond, 63-59 here at home over Eau Claire North. They also won at River Falls, 62-56, and New Richmond, the Cards' opponent today, winning at home over Menominee February 3rd, 55-52. Most recently, they lost at the Doghouse to the Huskies, 80-61, and at Hudson, the undefeated top-ranked team in the BRC, 73-47 on Thursday, a couple of nights ago. For Chi-High, most recently, the Cards losing at Menominee 79-40 on Thursday night, and earlier in the week on Monday, losing at Marshfield, getting blown out 82-26. And on last week, Friday, 8 days ago, Chippewa Falls losing at home to Eau Claire North 59-36. What does Becca Bestel have to say about this season and this afternoon's contest? Find out when we talk with her in 2 minutes on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Cardinal Countdown on this Saturday afternoon on FM 103.1 AM 680 at Wogo.com. Becca Besto with us, and been a while since we caught up with you guys.
Yeah, it has been a while. We've had, this week's been three road games, so it's been a long stretch here.
First of all, just kind of an overview on the season. How's the morale?
We're trying to keep it up as we can. It's a tough season, and you go through with only one win like this, but we're trying to keep it up at the end of the season here. We've got a couple games where we think we can play. If we play, put everything together and play well, I think we can win a game or two here at the end. And then where we'll likely get seeded as the lowest seed, which means that we'll play in the play-in game against another low seed. So we might draw a decent first round possibility. So we're trying to keep our heads up.
Mm-hmm. Just from looking at the scores, and I haven't seen any of your games for quite a while now, but I mean, obviously, you could say offense and defense problems, but I mean, obviously you got to score points, right? And so that's been a challenge.
Yeah, that's been our biggest issue. We are struggling scoring right now. I mean, it didn't help that Ava Reuter was out for a month with her appendectomy. And so that hurt because she was scoring 17 a game when she went out. And
how's she doing now?
She's back.
So but I mean, how's she faring wise?
She's played in our last two games, and it took her a little bit to get into it. But I think she's health wise, she looks great, and it's just a matter of getting back into the shooting piece of it and that type of thing. And she took a step in the right direction in our last game, so I'm hoping she has a good one tonight.
This is a New Richmond team that 500 in the conference, in the middle of the pack, and for as a smaller school, I mean that's good for them. And they beat you by 15 over a month ago at your place, but. 64-49, it was one of your bigger offensive performances.
Yeah, I mean, we had stretches in that game, and every game this year, I feel like we've had stretches where we show what we're capable of. We are not consistent. Consistency has been our issue. I mean, every game I can say we had a stretch, a 10-minute stretch from here to here where we played solid on the defensive end or the offensive end, but we haven't put it both together, so that's been an issue.
Chafee, your second leading scorer, just a sophomore, obviously finishing strong with her, not only for this season, but for the next 2 years, where she's going to really be, probably the scoring leader.
Yeah, and she's actually stepped it up the second half of the season here. She's played really tough defense, too, and so she's in there. She'll guard one of their better players tonight, so we're hoping that she can cause some issues for them on their offensive end.
And speaking of New Richmond offensively, they got two players that are among the top eight scorers in the conference, starting with Gabby and going from there.
Yeah.
And Blazik.
Yep. And those two are obviously who we're focused on tonight. with our defense. So hopefully what we're doing will fix that.
Well, will you try man-to-man, or do you think about a diamond, a triangle and two?
It's kind of a modified man, mm-hmm. basically, mm-hmm. like a diamond and two. But mm-hmm. we're in man, but it'll look a lot like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how do they like to score? I mean, get down low from the outside or?
Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, kids like mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. If they've got a smaller guard guarding them, they'll go in and post up. Or mm-hmm. they both have shot a lot of threes this year. Mm-hmm. Their percentages aren't as high as some in the conference. So mm-hmm. I guess that's probably what we want them to do versus yeah. driving. I mean, they're very athletic. They mm-hmm. go to the rim well. They're very strong. Mm-hmm. They finish well on the inside.
All right. Well, Coach, we wish you the best. We're glad to be here today. And if you get a chance to climb the bleachers afterwards and chat with me in the postgame, we'd appreciate it.
Sure, I'll do that. Thank
you. Very good.
Appreciate
Becca Bestel on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. More coming up, WOGO Sports.
Every day is a new day you're needing protection from threats on the net. DCS NetLink knows that, and they're ready for you. They've expanded their staff to offer additional programming options, software apps, and a lot more. Let DCS review and rewrite your old and outdated apps so your company is where it needs to be. For highest protection in production, too, contact DCS NetLink.
DCS NetLink, making IT easy as it should be.
Get your next trailer from the all-new Courtesy Auto in Stanley. Hi, this is John, and yes, Courtesy Auto in Stanley has expanded again. We are now selling trailers. Trailers from some of the best manufacturers like PJ Trailer, Stealth, Bravo, Rugged Terrain, and Formula, just to name a few. From dump box trailers to simple aluminum to fully enclosed and outfitted for work and play. Maybe our new name should be Courtesy Auto and Trailer? Whatever the name, just call me, John the Trailer Guy, at Courtesy Auto in Stanley, or look at the trailers at drivecourtesyauto.com. See you soon.
90 seconds left in the shoot-around. Mark Halverson flying solo from New Richmond. Chi-Hi New Richmond girls basketball ahead here on WOGO. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Well, it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer. Well, you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Checking the numbers for the Cards again. A 19-game losing streak, 1-20 on the season. But checking the numbers, just a 31% shooting percentage from the field compared to their opponents shooting 42%. So I think that's a huge key here today. Another one is to be able to improve shooting, and that's putting a lot on them. Gabby Awney scoring 21.5 a game. Blazek also at 14 a game. So those two combining for 35 to 36 points a game. It's going to be a tough hill for the tough challenge for the Cards. Meanwhile, also in terms of turnovers, Chi-Hi on the season averaging more than 19 a game. Their opponents just a shade under 9 turnovers a game. So the Toyson Ford keys to the game: take care of the basketball as best you can. And, boy, if they could come through and a higher shooting percentage, that would be fantastic. Your Toyson Ford keys to the game here on WOGO as we work our way towards tip-off. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunnison, and their team ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. We've got the starting lineups and round ball this afternoon from New Richmond coming up a little earlier than we thought. It's ahead. Stick around on WOGO Sports. With the arrival of Mark Levin live weeknights 5 to 8 here on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, let me bring you up to speed on the new weekday talk lineup on WOGO. Hugh Hewitt continues on weekdays 5 to 8 in the morning here on WOGO, followed by Brian Kilmeade, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends. Then it's Dennis Prager and his independent political commentary, middays 11 to 1 on WOGO. Then it's Dave Ramsey live on You and Your Money weekday afternoons from 1 until 3, followed from 3 until 5 by Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former advisor to President Trump. Then weeknights live 5 to 8, it's Mark Levin, Life, Liberty, and Levin. The best-selling author of 7 books, Mark Levin, now live weeknights on WOGO 5 until 8. Then at 8 o'clock now until 11, it's Mike Gallagher and America Tonight with Kate Delaney, 11 till 3 in the morning. The best of Dave Ramsey, 3 to 5 in the morning. It's all here weekdays on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
One Fest Ministries presents Unspoken. Unspoken, live in concert March 9th, 7 p.m. at Cedar Brook Church in Menominee.
Start a fire in my soul, fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying.
Support OneFest and enjoy a great concert. Tickets just $25. VIP meet and greet available as well.
You can never fall too high, so fast, so far that you can't get back when you're
Doors open at 6 p.m. and the concert starts at 7. Benefit OneFest as you enjoy a night of live Christian music. Just search for Unspoken at itickets.com. OneFest Ministries presents Unspoken March 9th at 7 p.m. Cedar Brook Church in Menominee. Get your tickets at itickets.com. From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Back on Cardinal Countdown on WOGO as we're getting ready for basketball and you're visiting Chi-High Cards being introduced first, starting with 5'7 junior, number one, Olivia Sanborn, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. She joined in the starting lineup by 5'7 sophomore, number three, Sarah Chafee, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also in the starting lineup for the Cardinals, 5'8 senior, number 33, averaging 7.5 points and 3 rebounds a game, Brooklyn Sandvig. 5'10 senior, number 42, Evan Rui. And 5'8 senior, number 44, averaging 16 points and 9 rebounds a game, Ava Reuter. Meanwhile, for New Richmond, and again, here we go. 5'6 senior, number two, averaging just under 2 points a game, Lily Carlson. 5'8 senior, number 12, averaging 7 points a game, Michaela Langness. Also, 5'7 senior, number 13, averaging 21.5 points a game, Gabby Oney. 5'8 senior, number 15, averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game, Brooke Blazik. And rounding out the starting lineup for New Richmond, 6 foot senior, number 32, averaging 2.6 and 4 rebounds a game, Paige Stangle. The Tigers are coached by Riley Walls. And should mention Becca Bestel, the head coach of your Lady Cards. Chippewa in the road red uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and some white and black trim. And New Richmond in the home white uniforms with the orange numerals and lettering and some orange and black trim. Chi-High will be going left to right, and New Richmond right to left as we get ready for the tap. All right, good number of fans on this side of the gym, and on the other side we're seeing, and we are underway. And the tap is won by the Cardinals, and with it right away, turned right around, heading the other direction. All right. And Sanborn had it, and so I guess that's the first turnover for the Cards here right away. As New Richmond on the attack, right to left on the outside, there's the drive from Carlson. As the ball knocked away, nearly stolen by Sandvig, and the Cards come up with it. So New Richmond's first turnover on the afternoon. Here's Chippewa on the right side, Sanborn. Sanborn on top, looks for a teammate who wasn't looking. Reuter, three-point attempt out on top is good, and the Cards out to a 3-0 lead as Chafee, the sophomore, knocks that one down. So Sarah Chafee, good job out of her. And Again, she had one game with 6 3-pointers that I know of some time ago. That was the game, I think, before we had done our last Chi-High Girls broadcast. So a 3-0 lead here early for the Cards. Chafee, top of the key. New Richmond setting their offense, and Blazek on the left side. She's wearing the long sleeves. Ball knocked away and out of bounds, and New Richmond will keep it. 16:55 to go. First half, Mark Halverson with you here, and our buddy Zach Wycheck at the WOGO Studios. Glad he was making his way in when he was so we could get to the pregame before this early start. We thought it would be a 3 o'clock start, but they upped it on us here after the JV game started about a half an hour earlier than anticipated. All right, New Richmond running their offense. Blazek right side and misses the shot. No good. Rebound yanked down by the Cardinals. And Evan Rui with that one. So here's Chippewa down by three, up by three, I should say. Bounce pass on the right side. They get it off to Rui, knocked away from her, and the Cardinals' second turnover. Remember, they're averaging more than 19 a game. Ahead on the fast break, missed by Ani, followed up and in by Blazek. No, she missed it too. And the Cardinals get the rebound, and Rui doing a good job on the glass for Chippewa Falls, and then knocked away from her, and a whistle and a foul. And it's on red. So Rui had it with the rebound, her second rebound, but then New Richmond with the steal and then the Cardinal foul. And it's the first one on Rui here this afternoon and the first on the Cards as a team as New Richmond gets it in. The deep left corner, there's Gabby Awney averaging 21.5 a game. She's missed her first couple of shots. Another New Richmond offensive rebound, and they're going to foul it up. No, Cards going after that rebound. Rui gets her third rebound of the afternoon, and here comes Chippewa bringing it left to right. Sandvig right side to Sanborn. She picks up her dribble after just one. She gets double-teamed, tries to get it off to a teammate. Rui down low. Gets it back to Reuter on the outside. There's the shot on the way, coming up short, missing that time. Sandvig on the three-point attempt. And here comes New Richmond, trailing 3-0, 15:45 to go first half from New Richmond. There's the drive knocked away out of bounds, and New Richmond will keep it as Blazek losing the ball out of bounds. So no surprise, Ani and Blazek, their leading scorers. Ani at 21.5 a game, Blazek at 14 a game. They touch the ball a lot. And New Richmond on the inbounds, getting it on top. Blazek, she'll drive by her defender, put it up off glass too hard. Pavich is in off the bench for the Cards, the 5'8 senior, number 15. Chippewa now into the forecourt. New Richmond struggling offensively. Air ball three-point attempt missed by Chafee on the outside. And it's going to go back to New Richmond. Make it Pavich. Pavich missing the three-point attempt, the 5'8 senior, into the game, number 15. All right, New Richmond now. Inside of 15.5 minutes to go first half, still looking for their first points on their home court. And ball kicked out of bounds by Sandvig. Again, Cards have to be bolstered, getting that first three-pointer from Chafee early, but a couple of misses since then. Would be nice if they could build on that lead here early and take advantage of New Richmond's cold shooting out of the gate. And there's an errant pass that's going to go into the backcourt. It's going to be another New Richmond turnover, and Chi-High will get the basketball. So, again, 15:14 to go here, first half. And Chippewa with the ball and a 3-0 lead on WOGO and WOGO.com. McDonald Girls, a convincing, I think, 24-point win at Cadott last night, so they sweep them, having already won the conference. So way to go, Lady Max. What a season for them and the McDonald boys. Driving right baseline, they say that Brooke Sandvig stepped out of bounds, so Cardinals turn it over for the third time this afternoon. 15:02 left first half, and New Richmond gets it back. Missed opportunity there for the Cards, though. You get a hoop, you get up 5-0, you know, just take advantage. The students standing across the way, I'd say 15, 20 students maybe there from New Richmond. And there's the three-point attempt, and connecting that time is Langness, and that's Michaela Langness. She averages 7 a game, and she gets the three-pointer to give New Richmond a tie. And there's the missed shot from Reuter from the outside, and now it comes the other way as New Richmond brings it back right to left. They work the ball on the outside again, the three-pointer early by Chafee for the Cardinals, and there's the ball knocked away but recovered by Blazek on the outside. Blazek into the deep right corner, finding her teammate in off the bench, and there's a whistle and a foul on the drive from New Richmond. And that is Gabby Awney. Awney, a 5'7 senior, number 13, averaging 21.5 a game. She and Blazek are seniors, as is Langness. All three of them are deemed captains for Coach Walls, as the first free throw is off the mark. And Ani is a 67% free throw shooter, misses that first one. 14-10 left first half, 3-3 game. Each Chahai with three turnovers to two for New Richmond. And the foul, by the way, yeah, they don't have it up right now. Second one is good. So Ani gives New Richmond their first lead of the game, 4-3. And the Cardinals trying to break the press. Addie Seaholm in off the bench. And there's some contact ball knocked out of bounds, and Chahai will keep it. They tried to go down low to Allie Richardson. So a number of subs in for head coach Becca Bestel. Ava Reuter remaining out there, but again, Addie Seaholm, number 20, the 5'6 sophomore, and she'll inbound it now on the near side underneath the basket. But the dangerous pass into the middle and trying to rope that in, Pavich. Reuter takes it into the lane, pass out to Pavich, and Pavich now against the defense for New Richmond. And trying to send the pass stolen away. And here come the Tigers to the other end. And the fast break layup is good. And that's Langness again. And Langness has five of their 6 points. And pass deflected out of bounds. The Cards will keep it. 13:34 left here in the first half, as Sanborn looking to come in and spell Reuter. Reuter, her third game back after a lengthy time away, following an appendectomy. There's Chahai working it on the outside, Sanborn. And there's the bounce pass out on top to Chafee. Back to Sanborn. Sanborn inside the three-point line. Seaholm's going to shoot and miss on the far side of the rim. Rebound down to New Richmond. And again, somebody's got to be back on the break. Missing the layup that time was Ani, and the Cards out of there with it. Into the forecourt comes Sanborn. On the dribble, deflected pass, Cardinals' fifth turnover. Ahead, on just fast breaking all day, and the layup is good, and too many easy picks as Ani gets the hoop to go with that free throw earlier. And we've got a timeout. 13 minutes left, first half. We've played 5 minutes. It's New Richmond leading 8-3 on an 8-0 run over the Cards on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service, where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Cameron Felstead to get it in for the Lady Cards against some pressure from New Richmond. From New Richmond, Mark Halverson with the call on WOGO Sports. Got a busy week next week. We'll go over that WOGO Sports calendar for you at halftime. There's a tie-up in the deep corner, and it's going to be New Richmond basketball. Again, the Cardinals, these turnovers, they've averaged over 19 a game. They've now got six already with 12:51 left here, first half. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Okay, New Richmond on offense now, going right to left. They trailed early 3-0, but they're on an 8-0 run right now. And the Cards, a couple of possessions here back-to-back with turnovers, not even getting a shot off. And you're not going to score if you don't shoot. And a whistle and a travel on Anna Fitzgerald off the New Richmond bench. So their third turnover, and the Cards will get it. Let's set the lineup for you. You got Sanborn and Seaholm in the backcourt for the Cards. Cameron Felstad, also the 5'10 senior, number 21, out there. Plus you've got 25 Riley Turhark, a 5'11 freshman in the contest for Becca Bestel, and Sarah Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore, down low on the drive, and Chafee gets two. Good job. And that pulls the Cards within 8-5 now. And nice hoop for Sarah Chafee. All right, so Chippewa out of the gate early with the lead and then stopping that 8-0 run with that drive and basket from Chafee, and a whistle and a foul on Seaholm as she bodied up the New Richmond player on the left side of the lane with 11:56 left here in this first half. And first foul on Seaholm, and for the Cards, their third team foul this afternoon. And New Richmond with the basketball. They're driving. It looks like she almost traveled, but no call, and shooting it up and over the rim. Gabby Awney for two more. She's got five. Cards trailing at 10-5. And a steal. Stealing it away from Sanborn, racing down the floor, laying it up and in is number 15, Brooke Blazek. And so Blazek now has her first two of the afternoon. So the big three coming through, and a travel called on Brooke Sandvig for the Cards. Their seventh turnover. 11:29 left first half, and Chippewa down 7, 12-5. And number 25, Riley Turhark, the freshman, checks out of the game for the Lady Cards. And New Richmond with the basketball, up by 7, their biggest lead of the afternoon. New Richmond 6-6 in the conference, Chahai 0-12. And there's a three-point attempt missed from out on top by Anna Fitzgerald in off the bench. Lady Cards with it. Into the forecourt, bringing it left to right. Sanborn, they work it. Long three-pointer from Chafee, and she nails it. That was from the parking lot for Sarah Chafee. But that's what her potential is, and all of a sudden we've got ourselves a 12-8 game, and Chafee has, is it most or all the Cardinal points? She's got all the Cardinal points, folks. She's got all eight of them. Chafee has 2 three-pointers, and she has herself a driving layup. So Sarah Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore, missed shot goes out of bounds by New Richmond. Cards get it back. 10:43 left first half. And, all right, so Chafee, she's on tonight. That was a really long three, and that shows her potential and her range, but now she needs some help. Reuter going to shoot about a 16-footer off the back iron. No. Rebound knocked out of there by the Cards. Felstad, and now it's shot up no good by Chafee off the right side of the rim. But, again, Chafee having an exciting afternoon, and Reuter trying to help her out there. That would have made it a 12-10 game. Setting and shooting a three, hitting just the side of the backboard for New Richmond is Michaela Langenes. And so the Cards get it back at the other end. Sanborn on the drive, whistle, and a foul. And Sanborn to the free throw line, where she's just a 25% free throw shooter, averaging 3 points per game. The 5-7 junior, so she'll be back next year, Olivia Sanborn. And the foul goes on number 4, Fitzgerald. Her first free throw from Sanborn, off the mark, no good. So a 12-8 contest. Chafee has all 8 of the Cardinal points. The super soft for Chippewa. 2 threes and a 2. Showing good range to her game. And the second one, oh, it just edges out, but apparently she crossed over the line. So Sanborn missing both free throws. And New Richmond will get it now with 10-10 left here first half. Not quite to the halfway point of this first half. And New Richmond with the ball and a 4-point lead. And out of position on defense, Sanborn maybe trying to make up after the missed free throws, commits the foul, stopping the clock with 10:03 left, and that's the second one on Olivia. And for the Cards is their fifth team foul of the first half. New Richmond has just one. Gabby Awney on the right side getting it off to Lily Carlson. Now back to Langenes, faking a three-pointer. She'll drive right side, spins off Felstad, gets the pass out on top to Ritzer. Working it on the outside. Ball knocked away by Reuter. Looking for Ava to get her first points here offensively. Cards right in this thing. 12-8 game. Gabby Awney drive, whistle, and a foul as she was working on Riley Turhark, the freshman, who's checked back in for the Cards. And Becca Bestel coaching her up. No, actually, they're going to call it on Brooke Sandvig. So Sandvig gets her first for the Cards, their sixth team foul, and it puts Awney at the line, where she is, as I mentioned earlier, a 67% free throw shooter. And is there some question about who the foul was on? The referees are huddling, conferring, and Coach Bestel still talking to Turhark, and they're going to change who the foul was on. It was not on 33. It was 25, as we initially called it. Riley Turhark getting the foul with 9:36 left here first half on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as Awney hits the first free throw. She's dangerous. She's going to hurt you. She's got 6 points already and 5 for Langenis and 2 for Blazek. That's all of their points from those three. As Ani misses the second free throw, Reuter with a good job grabbing the rebound. So Ani 2 for 4 from the line. Cardinals down 13-8 at the other end. There's Terhark, the freshman, missing the shot almost. It just kind of popped out for her. Richmond trying to run the break. Sandvig comes over as a player sort of in the secondary in football and knocks it out of bounds right in front of the Cardinal bench. 13-8 New Richmond, almost approaching the halfway point of this first half. 9:24 left until intermission. 13-8 New Richmond, they've got the basketball. Cards need to clamp down the D and keep that offense flowing, and there's a steal by Sandvig. Brooklyn racing down the right side. She's driving all the way in and has it knocked away, and a foul just the second of the first half called on the hometown New Richmond Tigers, and it's going to go on Lily Carlson, her first, and the second on the Tigers as a team, as Sandvig goes to the free throw line with 9:09 left in this first half. And Brooke Sandvig is a 54% free throw shooter on the season, averaging 7.5 points a game. Brooke, a senior, first one no good, has a track scholarship to Iowa State in Ames. 13-8, Cardinals down by 5. 9:09 left, first half. Come on, Brooke, you can do this one. Make it a 13-9 game. Cards need every point they can get. There it is. All right, 13-9. Chippewa Falls back within 4. And Blazek now across the timeline, greeted on the defensive side by Pavich for the Cardinals. And now a three-point attempt on the far side, hoisted up there. No good, but New Richmond gets the rebound off the miss from Ritzer. And now stepping it back outside is Ritzer, a 5'2 senior guard. Number 24, Ritzer. She's open for a two-point shot from the left wing. No good. Cardinals got to box out, and then the loose change is picked up and in with the left hand that time for number 12, Michaela Langenis. But nobody boxed her out, and she's got 7 now. And she only averages 7 a game. And the ball, they try to get it down low and to Evan Ruhi, and then she gets tied up, and the Cardinals turn it over. The bright spot, I guess, this first turnover in a long time for the Cards. They're 8th in this game compared to just 3 for New Richmond. As we mentioned earlier, the Cards averaging more than 19 turnovers a game, and their opponents giving up just under 9 turnovers a game. And a blocking foul out on top on Ava Reuter. Reuter commits her first with 8:20 to go here. Make it her second. So the second on Reuter. And for the Cards, their 7th team foul, and it's going to put New Richmond into the bonus, and Blazek, a 62% free throw shooter, to the free throw line. And she misses the first one, and it's the front end of the 1-1, and Sandvig there quick to get the rebound. So a 15-9 game, and the Cards with it, having some struggles, and it's knocked away, stolen. Ani on the fast break, and she lays it up and in, hearing the footsteps of Sandvig, didn't throw her off her game, and so New Richmond elevating their lead back to 8 now as Ani gets 2 more. Terhark, the shot up off the rim, no good from 3-point range on the right wing for the Cards. And out of there with it, New Richmond racing down the floor. Cards had been encouraged within 4 at 13-9, but again, some real struggles on that offensive end continue on. And there's a 2-point attempt from the outside, and Ani just hitting everything here. And she's got her third 2-pointer. And she's got 8 points. And Langenis I've got for 9. I don't know if that's completely accurate here, but nonetheless, well knocked away. I think actually it's Ani who's got 10 points, and Langenis, I was one basket ahead. I miswrote that basket. So, all right, the Cards bringing out of the game now Sandvig, and also checking out Evan Ruhi, the 5'10 senior. And inbounding at Seaholm, gets it on top. There's the shot by Terhark up, and it just doesn't fall for her. Good try by Riley, but it just didn't fall. And here's, boy, just uncontested baskets, folks. Painful. As Ani gets another one, and they're just beating the Cards down the floor and getting uncontested baskets. And a timeout. Becca Bestel wants to talk it over. 7:05 left in the first half. New Richmond on an 8-0 run, leading Chippewa 21-9 here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Visit ghr-ec.com. New Richmond Steel, a breakaway for Awney, and two more points for one of the leading scorers in the Big Rivers Conference as Awney really piling it on now, and she just steal and layup, and that's kind of the way things are going for the Cards here more recently as she's got 15 points unofficially. I mean, just it didn't seem like it. She had kind of a slow start, but I got her down for 6 2-point baskets and 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. And the Cards really struggling, and again, New Richmond with this aggressive defense, but from a foul standpoint, I mean, they've had just 3 fouls called on them compared to 8 for Chippewa. And so now Seaholm checks out of the game, as does Turhark for Coach Bestel. Pavich is in there, and they're going to bring Sanborn for Pavich. And so Sanborn will toss the inbounds with Ava Reuter, Brooke Sandvig, also Sarah Chafee, who did have the Cardinals' first 8 points, and also Allie Richardson out there. And Reuter gets fouled as she gets double-teamed at around the 3-point line, just to the left of the top of the key. With 6:45 left here in this first half. And that foul going on 32, Paige Stengel off the bench, a 6-foot senior, first personal, fourth team foul on New Richmond. There's the shot by Reuter, and it just kind of honeycombs out for her. And here comes New Richmond now, leading this contest 24-9. They're on an 11-0 run right now. Awney down low finds a wide open number 32, Paige Stengel, her first two. And Awney can score and create, and all of a sudden now it's 26-9. Cardinals down by 17. And an errant pass intended for Richardson out of bounds for the Cards, unofficially 11th turnover. And 6:19 left here in the first half, in New Richmond getting the basketball. Chippewa down 17. Again, Chafee with 8 of those 9 points for the Cardinals here, and the other one, Sanborn, did hit a free throw. And did she or not, actually? Now I'm recalling. And the Cardinals had a loose ball and then kicked out of bounds by Sanborn. Did she really have possession of it? I don't know if she did. She chased it down right along the baseline, but then did kick it out of bounds. I'm going to say she did not have possession as she... So you can't turn over if you didn't actually have it. She just wasn't able to rope it in. New Richmond with the ball on the attack, going right to left here in the final 5:45 of this first half. Some pretty physical defense by Sanborn out on top. And now on the dribble, Emma Estep for New Richmond. First time we've called her. Awney working on Chafee. That's for a big assignment for the sophomore Chafee to work against one of the leading scorers in the conference at 21.5 at a game. And then the errant pass, and so New Richmond, a very rare turnover. They throw it away. Blazek thinking Ani'd be over there, and she was just starting to cut to the basket. So pretty tight game, 13-9, and then New Richmond on a 13-0 run, leading it right now 26-9. Here comes Sandvig into the forecourt to Sanborn, on top to Reuter. She gets double, even triple teamed, and tied up from behind by Blazek, and the possession arrow, and we'll keep it as Chahai basketball with 5:15 left here, first half. Cards down by 17. That's the biggest deficit they've had so far this afternoon. Reuter left wing looking for her first point. And side of the backboard, no. Out of there with it. Here comes New Richmond. They work it around on the outside. There's the shot up and grazing the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Chafee. Here comes Sarah into the forecourt. She'll turn it on. She finds a teammate, Richardson, down low, lays it up and in, and there's a hoop for the Cardinals. And so Richardson makes it a 26-11 game, and it stops the New Richmond scoring run at a whopping 13 as New Richmond gets it back now, leading by 15. Driving in the lane, bounce pass, knocked down by Reuter, recovered. There's the shot from three-point range and knocked down by Lily Carlson. She only averages 1.7 points a game, and they're going to call that one a two for Carlson. 28-11, back to a 17-point New Richmond advantage, and a pass intended for Chafee in the corner, stolen by New Richmond, and then the foul committed on the Cardinals with 4:19 left in the half, and Chippewa trailing 28-11. And the foul going on number one, Sanborn, her third, and the Cardinals' ninth team foul. And it sends Brooke Blazek to the line, where she's a 62% free throw shooter. New Richmond 6-6 in the conference. The Cards 0-12. New Richmond game in there 10-11. They look to go to 500. The Cards are 1-20. As the free throw is good by Blazek. Listen, folks, I mean, people, the Cards program, boys and girls, have been down before, so just because you're down now doesn't mean you stay there, as Blazek will hit the first free throw and then miss the second one. And here comes Chippewa into the forecourt. And Sandvig's pass right side and a basket for Terhark. And the Cards cut it to 29-13. As Terhark getting that one. And we'll have our highlights coming for you in the Hy-Vee halftime show. Stick around for that. 3 minutes and 56 seconds, plus a 2-minute break away from now here on WOGO Sports. And another Cardinal foul. 29-13, so a 16-point edge for New Richmond. And Gabby Awney back to the line, and she is able to just miss that one as the foul going on Sandvig. That, remember, they had one mistakenly called on Brooke earlier, but that is Sandvig's first foul. 3:56 left here, first half. Cards down 16, have trailed by 17. Ani hits the second one. Ani is the straw that stirs the drink, if you will, for New Richmond. And there's some recognition in terms of the points for her career, maybe. And I can't hear it real well, but yeah, it's 1,000 points for her career with that made free throw for Gabby Awney, as they were watching that here today. And so 15 points unofficially, 16 points today. I have her down for 6 baskets. Really, truthfully, a lot of them have been breakout layups, uncontested down low, fast breaks off steals, and hitting at the line. 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Awney, congratulations to her. That's a milestone for at any level, divisions 1 through 5. To get 1,000 points in your career, and we know some athletes who have done that in programs that we're covering, and so it's exciting, and congratulations to her. 30-13 with that made free throw, and now Seaholm into the forecourt to Sandvig. Final 4 minutes of this first half. On the right side, 25, Terhark. Working on the outside, Sandvig, and her pass inside intended for 21. Felstad stolen away, 13th Cardinal turnover to 4 for New Richmond. So that's one of the stories of this game. There's some contact down low, ball escaping out of Langenis, and the Cards out of there with it. So I think it was a missed shot there. Yeah. Into the deep left corner, Terhark puts up the three-pointer, no good. Off the pass from Sandvig, out of bounds, off Terhark, and New Richmond gets it back with 3:18 left here, first half. And Langenis will check out, and into the game comes Emma Estep, number 10, a 5'6 junior. Blazek across the timeline gets it left side to Ritzer. And there's a travel going to be called on New Richmond. So there's their fifth turnover on 25, Stella Nielsen, a 5'5 junior off the New Richmond bench. Cardinals with it now, down 17. That, again, matches the biggest hole they've been in several times throughout the first half. To their credit, have not allowed it to get worse than that. Felstead on the low post, double team. They're working around on the outside, Terhark, against the New Richmond 1-3-1 zone. Sandvig from the outside, off the back iron, no. Rebound comes away to New Richmond, number 10, Emma Estep. Estep will dribble across the timeline. Gets it off left side to Ritzer. Ritzer driving right side, taking it in for a layup, and two more for Abby Ritzer. Actually, her first two, the 5'2 senior, and game goes to 32-13. As the Cards try to answer back. Down 19 now, their biggest hole of the first half. And the outside shot from Pavich off the back iron, no. Rebound, triple falls. Followed up, no good by Terhark on the drive after the rebound had been Felstad. And now New Richmond into the forecourt. Behind the back dribble by Blazek, and they lose it, and they'll recover it for no over and back. Apparently it touched Chippewa Falls. Final 2 minutes of this first half now. Ritzer got the taste of scoring here a short time ago. See if she wants to go back to that. Three-point attempt from long range. Swishing it in is, looked like number 20, and I don't have a 20. So let me check that number. All right, there's a deflected pass. Stolen away for New Richmond. And the Cardinals, 14th turnover. And that's going to get these numbers on the orange. It's 25. 25, we're going to say. Stella Nielsen had hit that three-pointer. There's a drive, whistle, and a foul for New Richmond with 1:12 left in the first half. As the Cardinals into the double bonus, pushing New Richmond, leading at 35-13 now. The Tigers by 22, their biggest lead of the afternoon as the foul goes on Pavich, her first. And again, 10 or more for the Cardinals. First one just grazes the rim for the free throw shooter. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona, visit ghr-ec.com. All right, that was Ellie Covey who got the free throw and a steal for New Richmond at the other end. The Cardinals' 15th turnover, averaging just more than 19 a game, but 15 already here this afternoon. Three-pointer from outside, missed. Rebound fought for. Cards out of bounds to Chippewa Falls. So the three-point attempt no good for New Richmond, and Chippewa gets it. 51 seconds left here in this first half. 36-13, New Richmond. Seaholm into the forecourt. And they'll get it off on the right side to Chafee. Stolen away by New Richmond. Cardinals 16th turnover. Taking it up for a breakaway layup, and there's two more. Emma Estep, her first two of the afternoon. Final 30-plus seconds now of the first half, 38-13. 25 points, the biggest deficit for the Cards here this afternoon. Terhark, the freshman, they get it to Seaholm. And a travel called on the Cardinals. I'm not sure if it was on Seaholm or Sandvig. Seaholm got the pass off. Sandvig got it back to Seaholm. 17th turnover for the Cards compared to 5 for New Richmond. All right, on the outside now, New Richmond seemingly going to hold it for one shot. They've got a huge lead, but a travel's called before that happens on Ellie Covey. So the sixth New Richmond turnover with 10.3 seconds left until halftime. As Sandvig will get it in with Seaholm and Chafee out there. Also Reuter and Terhark. Final seconds of this first half, final 8 seconds. Chafee to Sandvig to Chafee, a long three for Sarah. She got it! Another one from the parking lot, her third three of the first half. And we go to intermission with New Richmond leading at 38-16. That's your halftime score here on WOGO Sports. Hey, before we go to halftime, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. All right, stick around. Back with a Hy-Vee halftime show in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Halftime, it's New Richmond 38 and Chippewa Falls 16. Time for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. All right, well, 38-16. Here's the unfolding of the first half. Cards out early. Sarah Chafee hitting a three, one of three that she had in the first half, and then New Richmond eventually answered, giving us our lone tie at three apiece. New Richmond got the lead at 4-3, led 8-3 before the Cards made it 8-5 on a Chafee drive. And then really at 13-9, you thought, well, this is still a competitive ball game. But then New Richmond really separating themselves with a 13-0 run, leading 26-9 before the Cardinals got a two-point basket. And that made it 26-11. And then a three from New Richmond. The Cards answered with another basket. And then we eventually made it to halftime. Chafee with another long three-pointer. I mean, well behind the line, showing her range and her ability, giving the Cards 38-16 here at the half. Unofficially, I've got Chafee with 11 points for the Cardinals. All right. So we will look at the stats here in a moment, but also want to tell you that White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. White City Glass. All right. Well, again, first half scoring. I'm going to wait on that because I might need some help from the highlights to unfold some of the scoring here. Mark Halverson flying solo from New Richmond today, and the Cards 19-game losing streak and looking in danger of losing number 20 here, trailing at New Richmond 38-16. All right, let's give a listen to some of these highlights from the first half. On the afternoon, here's Chippewa on the right side, Sanborn. Sanborn on top, looks for a teammate who wasn't looking. Reuter, three-point attempt out on top is good, and the Cards out to a 3-0 lead as Chafee, the sophomore, knocks that one down. Yeah, so a mistaken call on my part there initially. It was we're still waiting, I think, Reuter, in terms of she's trying, but just her third game back after about a month. So more action into the forecourt. She'll turn it on. She finds a teammate. Richardson down low, lays it up and in, and there's a hoop for the Cardinals. And so Richardson makes it a 26-11 forecourt. And Sandvig's pass right side and a basket for Cherhark. And the Cards cut it to 29-13. So those are a couple of the highlights here from the first half for Chippewa Falls. And we'll take another break, come back, and give you some more of the stats and check our WOGO Sports calendar. It's halftime, and New Richmond with the lead, 38-16, here on WOGO Sports.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, So managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
38-16, Chippewa Trails here. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Mark Halverson scoring for New Richmond in the first half. Boy, the number of scores. Here we go. Led by Gabby Awney. She reaches 1,000 points for her career here. 16 points. She averages 21.5 a game. 7 for Michaela Langanis. 3 points for Brooke Blazek, but she did a lot of other things. Also 3 points for Stella Nielsen. 2 points for Lily Carlson, Emma Eastep. Also Abby Ritzer. Paige Stengel, and Ellie Covey. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls scoring there for those 38 points. For Chippewa, led by Chafee's 11, 2 apiece for Richardson and Turhark, and a free throw for Brooke Sandvig in the first half. Quickly checking the WOGO sports calendar. After tonight, busy week next week. Playoff hockey gets going. It's the Phillips girls at McDonald's, 6:55, the estimated pregame on Monday night. Tuesday and Thursday, it's hockey, boys playoff hockey. Number 12, Ashland Skate against number 5, Chippewa on Tuesday night. That's a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock drop of the puck. Thursday, girls hockey, Chippewa Falls Menominee in action in that one. Also a 6:40 pregame. And then on Friday night, McDonald boys at Thorpe. And Saturday, and the seating happening next week. And then the Cloverbelt crossover game for the girls is going to be next Saturday, a week from today. The time of that to be determined. All right, we'll take another quick timeout. Back in a minute with the start of the second half here on WOGO.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonnell Athletics.
New Richmond gets a basket from Michaela Langenes to start the second half. They lead it 40-16. Cardinals had the ball knocked away and now have it stolen. 18th turnover of this contest. New Richmond steal and a foul as Blazek drives the lane, and Reuter may get whistled for this one with 17:03 left in this first second half now. And Ava gets her third personal. Again, she's their leading scorer. Chahai at 16 a game, but just her third game back from a month off. And so trying to get her game back. You know, that's a lot of time to be off during the season. As Blazek hits the first free throw, a 62% free throw shooter, and misses the second. And Sanborn out with the rebound for the Cards. As Chippewa going right to left here in the second half. And New Richmond left to right. And Reuter for three. Off the backboard on the left side, no. Rebound down to New Richmond, and here they come, leading it 41-16, 25, their biggest lead of the afternoon. And down low, there's two more for Michaela Langenes. She is a 5'8 senior and having her way down low with her fourth basket to go with a three-pointer. She's up to 11 now. She averages just 7 a game, but 43-16, the Cards, their biggest hole at 27. Three-point attempt, Chafee on the right wing, airballs that one, rebound Sandvig. Her pass out to Reuter on the left wing. Ava kicks it out on top, an open three from Sanborn off the front iron. It just falls off. Oh, like a putt in golf that just was on the lip and wouldn't go. And here's New Richmond racing down the floor and trying to get a fast break basket. Again, that's what's really burned the Cards. When we talk about recovering this program, this season or going forward, obviously, the offense needs help, but you do. You need to just remove those. And we'll talk to Becca Bestel about it in the post game in terms of the easy baskets, the breakaway baskets, the fast breaks and stuff. Boy, you got to just drop that like a bad habit. And there's the basket up and good. And Langenes is having the second half of her life. Michaela Langenes saying, Gabbiani, you've scored 1,000 points. Now I'm going to get a bunch of points here in the second half. And she's got like 7 since intermission. And the ball out of bounds for the Cardinals, who are trailing at 45-16, and so all of a sudden 29, their biggest deficit. And, again, all 7 points in the second half scored by Michaela Langenes for New Richmond. That makes up the big three for them. And, again, as a Division II team, as the Cards trying to get the ball down low to Richardson, stolen away, 19th turnover, the Cards right at their average. And the drive up, no good, missed that time by Blazek, and the loose ball, Cardinals come away with it. Reuter ahead to Chafee as the Cards bring it right to left. The sophomore, Chafee, driving, loses it out of bounds, and they're going to say just a missed shot. And so 15:22 left in the half. Cards scoreless here in half number two. Hey, make a difference in your community. Why not? With a Royal Credit Union checking account, each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Three-point attempt missed by New Richmond, knocked out of bounds by Richardson, and New Richmond will keep the basketball. 15:08 left here in the second half. 45-16, New Richmond by 29. Again, the Cards had played New Richmond much closer, losing by only 15 to them just over a month ago at Chi-Hi, but and we're out to an early 3-0 lead as the missed shot recovered by Sanborn. Missed shot by 34, Ellie Covey, and then Sanborn got it. And then a whistle and a foul with 14:57 left here in the half. Or was it a foul or not? They didn't put it up on the board. So apparently it's a foul in my mind as the Cards turn it over in an interior pass. And New Richmond coming the other direction. Langenes, and now the three-pointer. Blazek misses the three-pointer, hits the rim a couple of times. No good. Richardson was beat to the ball by Langenes, and New Richmond with a deflected pass by Sandvig out on top using some of that great athleticism she has. And then Reuter comes in, and the Cards force New Richmond's 7th turnover of the afternoon. Sandvig on the driving layup, And no foul called, and she misses it. And as Addie Seaholm comes into the game, as does Cameron Felstad, the 5'10 senior for the Cards. And they will spell Sanborn and Richardson for Chippewa. The inbounds pass to Sandvig, and contact, and there was a foul called in the act of shooting. So Brooklyn to the free throw line, where she is a 54% shooter, hit one of two in the first half, and the foul goes on number 12, Langanis, her first, and the first team foul of the second half on New Richmond. The free throw from Sandvig is good. She's 2 of 3 from the charity stripe here this afternoon. Iowa State bound in track. Help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specializing in the smiles of infant, children, and teens, including those with special needs. As Sandvig misses the free throw, take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion outfit at sim4kids.com. That's sim, the number 4kids.com. Richmond, easy basket down low, cutting through on the baseline, Brooke Blazek. And two more for Blazek. She's got 6. They lead it by 30, 47-17. And the ball out on the, and it's a foul on the far side. New Richmond with 13:59 left here in the second half. And the foul going on Anna Fitzgerald, her third, and the second foul of the second half on New Richmond. Leading it 47-17, whistle and another New Richmond foul, so piling them up here a little bit. They now have 3 compared to 1 for the Cards. And Gabby Awney, the senior who reached the 1,000-point mark, her first foul of this game. And the Cards with it now. Reuter on top. Ava behind the 3-point line, steps back, shoots it, and oh boy, just wouldn't go for her. And fighting for the rebound, the Cards have it. And out of there with it was number 5, Roslyn Twyman. And let me get the hoop here. Wow. Okay. This is the challenge of calling the... I was checking Roslyn's name as she was in the game for the first time here this afternoon. And I would have to guess who scored that one. Okay. We'll take a break. Back in 90 seconds on WDOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
All right, that mystery basket, we're going to credit it to Sarah Chafee right now because it was a three-pointer for the Cards, cutting the lead to 27, and then Seaholm banks one in. And Chippewa now within 25 at 47-22 as Addison Seaholm with her first two. Addie Seaholm, first two here of the second half. All right, 13 minutes left in regulation. The Cards down 25 on the defense as New Richmond working the ball from left to right. Blazek goes right by the defender, and then the problem is nobody there. Interior defense, and that's just happened way too often, I'm sure Coach Besta would say as well here this afternoon. Back to a 49-22 game. Reuter gets it out for the three-pointer from Chafee off the back iron, no. And a pushing foul down low, and it's going to be on Chippewa. And New Richmond will get the ball back. And so I'm not going to count that as a turnover because Chai had shot. It was in pursuit of the rebound. And that goes on Twyman, Rosalind Twyman. She's a sophomore, new to the varsity roster. They don't even have her height listed here. But her first foul, and for the Cards, that is their second of this second half. Gabby Awney, 15-footer, free throw line extended. No, rebound down low. New Richmond out of bounds to the Tigers. They'll keep it. Again, they've got a good, you know, watch New Richmond. I mean, they'll be a dangerous team in Division II because you got Gabby. Again, they've worked against a lot of these bigger schools, so that advantage, right? But their enrollment, I presume, put them in a Division II bracket. And, boy, you've got Awney and you've got Blazek and you've got Langanis, and that's a big three. Air ball missed from the right corner, though, by Blazek, and Chippewa down with it. Seaholm ahead. She gets it to Pavich. Again, Becca Bestel's played a lot of players here today. Pavich on the left wing, and her pass stolen away. 21st Cardinal turnover. New Richmond racing down the floor, pulling up the dribble on the outside. They get it off to Ritzer. Ritzer left baseline, again missing the shot. No good, and the whistle and the foul in pursuit of the rebound with 11:49 left here in regulation, and New Richmond leading it 49-22. And the foul goes on Reuter, her fourth. Talked to Ava just briefly before the game, and yeah, it was tough to be out the length of time she was, but she said she was feeling good. Third game back for her as Twyman and Seaholm check out for Chippewa. And so it's Sandvig and Sanborn, and there's a missed three-point attempt by Awney, and then going for the ball, a push foul on New Richmond, and Chippewa will regain possession. It's going to go on Ritzer, the 5'2 senior. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check in the Check Law Office making you part of the team. All right, Chippewa Falls with the ball back and stolen away, an errant pass. And Ani's going to take the breakaway layup and get two more. So give her 1,002 points for her high school career. And now the Cardinals trail it 51-22, down by 29 again. On the outside, Pavich. Pavich on the dribble. She's going to get double teamed, tries to get it off, and stolen away by Blazek. Blazek races down the floor. Layup is good, and a foul on Brooke Sandvig with 11:02 to play. So Sandvig getting her second foul, and again, way too many easy baskets, way too many steals that lead to layups for the Cards here today. Hey, get yourself some real, I'm talking some genuine Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar and then deep fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. All right, so Blazek gets the free throw to complete the three-point play. And for her on the afternoon, she's now got 11. And eight of those coming in the second half. So she stepped it up. She averages 14 a game. Cardinals with it down. Biggest hole of the afternoon, down 32. Biggest deficit that Chippewa has had. And last touched New Richmond and out of bounds. With 10:45 to go. Stick around for the post-class post-game show. We'll have the numbers, some highlights, and Becca Bestel hopefully joining us, making the hike up atop the bleachers here in New Richmond. As Chahai seeing them go right to left here. Shot Felstead in the lane, a little bit short, and the rebound comes away to the Tigers, and hauling that in was Ellie Covey. New Richmond bringing it down left to right, up by 32, and again, just cutting right through the Cardinal defense for another layup. It's going to go to number 10, Emma Estep. So she's got four now for Estep, the 5'6 senior. And the ball goes out of bounds to New Richmond. I was just looking down at Estep getting her 5'6 junior. And so the Cardinals' 24th turnover. 10:15 left in regulation, and Chippewa struggling here this afternoon. Down by 34 to New Richmond. And the pass stolen away. Ninth turnover for the Tigers, and here comes Brooke Sandvig to Sanborn on the left wing. Sanborn rifles the pass to Chafee. Back to Sanborn for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds to New Richmond with 9:53 to go here in regulation. Cards down by 34. And again, you know, that's a very low offensive number. So you can look at, it's certainly multiple problems that are going to need to be addressed, and not a lot of time left in this season as Richmond recovering the ball and scoring down low for New Richmond is one of their bench players that time. Izzy Jensen, a 5'6 junior, gets her first two of the afternoon. And Felstad's going to miss one for the Cardinals. Rebound up by Chafee. Oh, no good. Fighting for it. Sarah gets the basketball, but they say tied up by the New Richmond player. New Richmond has the arrow with just over half of the second half remaining. 9:18 to go. New Richmond's biggest lead at 58-22. Halftime score was 38-16, so the Cards have been outscored 20-6 since intermission. But yeah, offensively, obviously the numbers haven't been there, and defensively, just way too many gimmies. Way too many easy hoops for, as the Cards force a steal and a whistle, and they call off the basket. And a whistle and a foul on New Richmond with 9:07 to go, and the foul goes on Emma Estep, her first, the fifth on New Richmond as a team, and Sanborn to get it in for the Cards. Chafee, three-pointer, air ball it, rebound down to New Richmond. And with that now is bringing it down, Lydia Helene, a 5'6 sophomore. So some bench players getting some action, understandably so, and a whistle and a foul as they go down low to Anna Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald fouled, I think, by, you know, attorney 21 Cameron Felstad, getting her first personal for Felstad this afternoon, the 5'10 senior, and the 15 foul on the Cards in the second half. And the free throw number one is good for Anna Fitzgerald, a 64% free throw shooter. And the second one is good as well. 60-22. Cardinals down by 38, their biggest deficit of the afternoon. And a whistle and a foul on New Richmond with 8:48 to go. So the fourth quarter, if you will, of this contest with the two 18-minute halves. 60-22 New Richmond. Again, a much closer game played at Chippewa, 64-49, won by New Richmond. But here today, Cart's not able to muster that same kind of offense. And New Richmond looks like they're going to exceed the 64 they had back on the 6th of January at Chi High. Brooke Sandvig's bounce pass, trying to get it into Felstad, squirts free out of bounds, and the Cards will maintain possession with 8:44 to go. And the deep corner for Chippewa, looking to get it in. Sandvig on top, they work it to Twyman. Chafee for three, got it! There's Chafee for three, and the Cardinals giving me a second half highlight there, all right? And it makes it 60-25, and the Chippewa Falls steal. Twyman racing down the floor. The sophomore picks up her dribble on the right baseline, gets it on top to Chafee. Sandvig works it left side. Terhark for three more. And just like that, the Cardinals have back-to-back threes from Chafee and also Terhark, some of their underclassmen, as New Richmond throws it out of bounds, and the Cards get it back. So New Richmond's 12th turnover. And the Cardinals go from a 60-22 deficit to a 60-28 game, turning a 38-point deficit to 32. And back-to-back threes, not only. And a whistle and a foul on the drive by Sandvig. But, again, Sarah Chafee, the 5'7 sophomore, number three, with unofficially 5 3-pointers. And then we got the Terhark as well, getting a three-pointer for the Cards, getting in on it to go with her two-point basket from earlier. And missed free throw number one by Sandvig, 54% free throw shooter coming into this game. 60-28, all right, the Cards, 30 is within reach here, 7:58 to go in the game. And the second one is good for Sandvig. She's been to the line a number of times here today. And all in all, showing 3 for 6 in those trips. And a steal by Chafee. New Richmond, again, the subs committing more turnovers. Chafee, basket good, but they call a charge. So wave it off. Sarah Chafee gets called for a charge. And is that is her first foul of the afternoon with 7:47 to go. And the Cards' sixth foul of the second half. And New Richmond gets it back. Unfortunate because she banked it in. And there's the Cardinal defense now playing better and more competitively against some of these New Richmond subs. And the Cards force yet another. So, again, New Richmond with like four consecutive turnovers with more of these subs in. And Allie Richardson will come, a 5'9 senior for Becca Bestelt in place of Felstead for Chippewa. So setting the lineup for you now for the Cardinals, you got Riley Turhark is joined by Brooke Sandvig. You've also got Roslyn Twyman with the ball on the far side, Chafee out there, and Richardson. Chafee cuts through two defenders, gets it off left wing. They go Sandvig left baseline, chose not to shoot it. On top, Twyman's not afraid to, and she misses the shot, crashing the boards and falling to the floor, Sandvig, and knocked out of bounds to New Richmond with 7:15 to go, and the Cards down 60-29. Head trailed by 38. They're within 31. They've cut seven off of it. And a whistle and a Cardinal foul on number five, Roslyn Twyman, out on top. And it sends New Richmond to the free throw line. We're back in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Long pass ahead to Zeke Johnson. Going to try to get the bust out. Layup reverse is good. What a play. Oh, what a play.
Out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier for a three. Ooh. Again, yeah.
Trying to score on the shorty. And a shot, it goes in. Mason Johnson, a shorthander.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
All right, two Chai turnovers result in two Gabby Awney baskets while we were away. And inside of 6:20 left in the second half, and a steal by Brooke Sandvig for New Richmond's 15th. You know, it's weird because the subs were out there, but Gabby Awney was still out there too. So I'm a little confused. I mean, leading by this much, I mean, why would you want to have, you know, your leading scorer? I'm not sure. That's puzzling to me. That's all I can say. But Riley Walls is the head coach, and obviously I'm not. But Awney remains out there. And nonetheless, they work it down low. And two more as Michaela Langanis getting that one. And it's back to a 68-29 lead. So an 8-0 run for New Richmond now. And Sandvig out on top with the bounce pass on the far side to Turhark. Turhark, the freshman, cutting through two defenders. Rolls it to Chafee. Misses the shot down low. Out of the width of the Cards. Sandvig drive off glass. No good. Rebound down to New Richmond. And yanking it away is Lydia Helene, a 5'6 sophomore. Ball knocked out of bounds, and New Richmond will keep it with 5:23 to go. All right, back with more New Richmond in half a minute on WDOGO.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
New Richmond turnover, charge not able to capitalize, and a layup is good at the other end for Gabby Awney, and the 1,000-point scorer is adding just layup after layup after layup against the Cards, and difficult for these Lady Cards here. Again, Becca Bestel's a trooper. And, you know, to be honest, folks, I know I remember doing Jeff Olson's first season. And, again, we have to remember back because this program got built up. It was down low. It was a 1-20 year. And I think that Becca was a sophomore, I want to say, and Angie Ott was a freshman. And they went 1-20. They won their first game and lost their next 20. Back then, you only played 20 as Sanborn hits the first free throw. And we got a bit of a fracas going on up here in the stands as some young boys are all of a sudden getting the spot up next to me. Anyhow, the second free throw is good. But anyhow, just remembering that and turning the, and it starts with the feeder program. And as New Richmond turns it over and the Cards with it here inside of 4 minutes to go. As Twyman with it, he's been getting some extra minutes in the second half, but also Sanborn. And there's a ball stolen away. Cardinals with the 5, 10, 15, 20, 27 turnovers here for Chippewa. And we'll take a break. Back in a moment on WDOGO.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Born from the outside, three-pointer for Sanborn as the Cards boost their number up to 35, 70-35, and Olivia Sanborn getting some offense going here. A couple of made free throws, and she gets that one. As the Cardinals now get a steal, and Sanborn fouled and goes back to the free throw line. So good job by Sanborn as she hits another free throw. So she's knocking it down here for the Cards, taking advantage of some opportunities. Kim Inch is a 25% free throw shooter, but again, she's dropping some in here. As Reuter will take a seat for the Cards. Within 34 at 70-36. Sanborn, next one is up and off the front iron, no good. Rebound down to New Richmond. 70-36 contest. And New Richmond on the attack left to right. Driving, falling down, and it should be a travel. And I think they're going to call it that. So New Richmond piling up. It's kind of deceptive. I mean, they've got 19 turnovers now, but a lot of them have come here with subs in here in the latter part of this game. As we close in on the 100-second mark at right now, 1 minute and 40 seconds left. The JV game was convincingly won by New Richmond earlier, 55-23. And the varsity game is all New Richmond as well, 70-36. And looking to get it in, the Cardinals, Olivia Bergerson, a 5'8 freshman, getting her first action for Coach Becca Bestel. And she moved her, and also we got Michaela Halliburton, a 5'1 senior, who just got called for a travel. Back in a moment on WDOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Evan Rui misses a three-pointer. New Richmond takes it the other way. Putting up a long three, recovered as a rebound by Ritzer, and she puts it in for two. Then the Cards answer with a three-pointer on the near end as Roslyn Twyman gets a three-pointer for Chippewa, making it 72-38 here in the waning moments. And a rebound on the right baseline, no good. Loose ball recovered by the Cardinals. And racing out of there with it, Michaela Halliburton, the 5'1 senior, into the forecourt. It's the Post Glass postgame show on WDOGO, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Chai, head coach Becca Bestel, good enough to join us atop the bleachers here at New Richmond following the 72-38 loss. Coach, your thoughts?
Well, our first half was just, we had way too many turnovers. I think we had 25 at halftime.
Mm, okay.
And so, I mean, and the thing is I told them, in our half-court defense, we did really good things in the first half. In our half-court offense, when we didn't turn it over, we got really good shots. And we hit a lot more of those in the second half, which was helpful, but we reduced the turnovers. I mean, our turnovers have been plaguing us all year, and I mean, it's just unfortunately ridiculous to have 25 at halftime. So the turnovers killed us in the first half, and we fixed that in the second, which was good. I mean, we played a lot better second half.
I gotta say, I was doing the game by myself, and so I might have missed some. I didn't have it for 25. I had you, you know, but still, yeah, turnovers a problem. But I mean, I guess obviously the shooting, but Chafee is a bright spot. I mean, mm-hmm. Ava's still trying to work her way back into.
Yep, coming
into form after being away for so long, and that's hard during the season. But certainly, yep. Chafee, I mean, didn't hit just three-pointers. So it should almost be four-pointers from as far back as she is.
Yeah, she's actually a leader in the conference right now in three-point shots made. I don't know if she's the top, but she's one of the top. And so she's coming along. I mean, what I'm proud of her for is that she's always been a very good shooter. We've always known that. She has really stepped up her defense.
Okay, yeah.
And so defense has been a lot better for her recently, and that's helpful.
But I got to talk about the defense because while the shooting is underwhelming, mm-hmm. wow, there were so many easy baskets. And
it's like for them.
Yes.
I mean, most of that is off our turnovers.
Most of them
were transitioning right. off our turnovers. I mean, that's when they pulled ahead is when they started.
Right.
We started turning it over, and they were going for layups. I mean, that's
right.
been happening all year. If you take away the transition buckets because of our turnovers,
right.
I mean, we're in every game if we take that away.
And so certainly that, I mean, just the number of fast breaks and mm-hmm. whatever it might be, cherry picking, whatever. But, I mean, it was a lot there. And then even out of the half court, though, it seems like if they beat the defender, there was still – and Blazek, what have you, just kind of...
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple of those where they went to the rim. Those two kids are really good. I mean, mm-hmm. those kids that were going to the rim. I mean, some of that you're not going to stop just because they're good players. You know, our half court, when it wasn't a transition, I wasn't as mad about that as I was the transition mm-hmm. and uh-huh. then off the turnovers.
So what can you do about that? I mean, that's just if you're not
turning it over. $10,000 question.
If you're not turning it over, then you're not giving up easy hoops, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've been working on it all year. We're getting there. I mean, some of our kids that are making some of those mistakes are our younger ones, and we have that growing pains, and so we're hoping that we can fix that.
Hmm. Well, I just want to. You and I were talking some off the air, and I made some references too. We both remember you were a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jeff Olson's first year. Angie Ott, right, who went on to play at Wright State, your teammate, Udo Claire. I mean, you guys were 1-20. You remember better than me.
I do.
That the only game the only game you won that year was your first game, but you remembered it was in double overtime?
It was in double overtime.
It was like La Crosse Central or somebody.
Nope, it was Marshfield.
Marshfield, okay.
I remember that.
Wow.
Because, you know, certain things that you remember.
Sure, okay.
I remember getting beat by Hudson by 70
that
year. I mean, it was a rough year. It was a really
so when one. You go through the pain, and again, probably – the turnaround isn't going to be immediate, but mm-hmm. we know it's been done before. It's going to take a lot of hard work. But you talked about also in terms of the feeder program, we need girls to go out for basketball.
Yeah, I mean, and that is one thing that has changed a ton since I was in high school, is that if you don't start playing basketball when you're younger in our, like, Cardinal Flight program, just trying to catch up when you're in high school is almost impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very, very difficult to pick it up too late in life, and for a number of years now we've had not enough kids going out for Cardinal Flight at those younger levels. But right now, I mean, our seventh grade on down has at least two teams at every level, which is great. It's a good sign, and there's some very the kids that are very into basketball, we need them to stay out for basketball. That our biggest issue right now is that kids, girls especially, are choosing one sport when they're young.
I what mean, are they
way
choosing?
Before well, in Chippewa right now, it's volleyball and softball because those sports are really, really good right now.
Right.
And so I don't blame them for playing those sports. I want them to play those sports.
But
I would like multi-sport athletes, and those just don't exist like they did when I was there. I mean, volleyball and our basketball teams were the same kids when I was in school, and it's just not the case anymore.
Yeah.
Those kids will choose one sport way too soon in life, and so we would like them to stay out, but it's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, interesting. So you you couldn't play softball and basketball? I mean, you could, but...
Well, we have a lot of softball, basketball players.
Okay.
It's just that, like, we need more. Okay. We need more multi-sport athletes that are going to play all three.
Right.
Or play volleyball and basketball. Yeah. We have a ton of... Actually, the we do have some softball, a lot of softball kids in our program. It's our the volleyball program that most of those kids don't play basketball. And, you know, those long, athletic, jump-out-of-the-gym type kids, a lot of those don't, and that's that's a problem for us right now.
Yeah, for sure, I understand. Mm-hmm. All right, so two games left in the regular season on Tuesday night at home against Medford.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another game that I think we are capable of winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you just look at the records, their record is not as poor as ours, but it's very close. And I said that, I mean, that's definitely a game that we can win. It's at home, so that's helpful. And then we got one more at home next week, and then we go into the playoffs where we have a shot at our first game because we'll be stacked up against the lower seed.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, again, good to see you and the team, and we want the best for you and the girls and the program.
Yeah.
And so...
I appreciate you being here. This is a long trip over to New Richmond. I appreciate you coming. Thank you.
Good to see you, as always, my longtime friend. All right, thanks. Becca Bestel here on WOGO Sports as the postgame continues here on WOGO. And, hey, it's time to call Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. We could stand one of those in the Halverson home. Yeah, call Wirzgalo Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wirzgalo.com. Also at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. All right, when we come back here on the post-class post-game show, we got a lot still to get to. The numbers, also some highlights, and a check of that playoff-filled WOGO sports calendar. It's all ahead. Stick around.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalcheckingaccount. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
...72-38, New Richmond wins it here. Girls High School Hoops, as New Richmond goes to 11-11 on the season, 7-6 in the BRC. The Cards fall to 1-21, 0-13 in Big Rivers Conference basketball. New Richmond scoring in this contest, I don't know. Again, I heard Coach say a couple of different times in the postgame she thought they had 27 turnovers in the first half. I didn't have them at that high. It was up close to 20. Unofficially, I had them at 27 for the game. So, maybe I forgot to mark some. I don't know. And I had New Richmond for 19, actually, in the turnover department. But, yeah, that was Coach mentioning that. And also turnovers leading to easy baskets, a big concern for her. All right. Unofficially on the scoring, here we go for New Richmond. Lily Carlson with three, two free throws for Anna Fitzgerald, four for Emma Estep. Izzy Jensen had a basket, a 5'6 junior. Michaela Langanis, she really lit it up with 15 points here this afternoon, averaging seven, so more than doubled her average. Gabby Awney is their leading scorer. When she had 16 points, she reached the 1,000-point mark for the season, for her career, I should say. And let's say 4, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 24 points for Gabby Awney in this one. Also, Brooke Blazik, she stepped it up after only having three in the first half. She goes with 11 for the game, four for Abby Ritzer, two for Paige Stengel, and a three-pointer for Stella Nielsen, and a free throw for Ellie Covey. So a lot of players, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in the scoring column. They had nine at halftime, 11 scoring. Meanwhile, for Chippewa, able to muster 38 points tonight. And Chafee led the way for the Cardinals unofficially with 17 of the 38 points, the 5'7 sophomore. Sanborn, though, stepping up with a three-pointer and some free throws late for the Cardinals as well, and had her down for 7 points in this game. Meanwhile, Allie Richardson had herself a basket, as did Addie Seaholm have a two-pointer. Riley Turhark finishes with 5 points, and Brooklyn Sandvig also had some free throws as well for 3 points in this contest here today. All right, let's give a listen to some of these highlights on WDOGO. On the afternoon, here's Chippewa on the right side, Sanborn. Sanborn on top, looks for a teammate who wasn't looking. Reuter, three-point attempt out on top is good, and the Cards out to a 3-0 lead as Chafee, the sophomore, knocks that one down. For the Lady Cards against some pressure from New Richmond. From New Richmond, Mark Halverson with a call on WOGO Sports. Got a busy week next week. We'll go over that WOGO Sports calendar for you at halftime. There's a tie up in the deep corner, and it's going to be New Richmond basketball. Sarah into the forecourt. She'll turn it on. She finds a teammate. Richardson down low, lays it up and in, and there's a hoop for the Cardinals. In. Forecourt. And Sandvig's pass right side and a basket for Turhark. And the Cards cut it to 29-13. And those were the first half highlights. And the Cards contest, the second half highlights were a little tougher to come by, but they did muster some. And we've got some of those for you here on WOG.
In the deep corner for Chippewa, looking to get it in.
Sandvig on top. They work it to Twyman. Chafee for three. Got it. There's Chafee for three. And the Cardinals giving me a second half highlight there. All right.
Chafee, Sandvig works it left side. Terhark for three more. And just like that, the Cardinals have back-to-back threes. And one more highlight from this contest. Olivia Sanborn from the outside. Three-pointer for Sanborn as the Cards boost their number up to 35, 70 to 35. And the final score, 72 to 38 here this afternoon. We'll have a final word checking that WOGO sports calendar. We're back in 90 seconds.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Wrapping things up with the WOGO sports calendar, we've got a busy week ahead of us, I'll tell you. It starts with Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, the Phillips girls coming to visit the McDonald girls, and that's a projected 6:55 pregame Monday night here on WOGO. Valentine's night, we got boys playoff hockey as number 12 Ashland skated against the fifth-seeded Chihai boys. That's a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock drop of the puck here from the Chippewa Falls Ice Arena on WOGO. Girls playoff hockey, Chippewa Falls Menominee squad in action. That'll be on Thursday night, also a 6:40 pregame. McDonald boys basketball on Friday night at Thorpe. Again, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with the call. And then a week from today, it's the girls Clover Belt crossover game. Again, the Lady Macs conference champions and convincing winners at Cadott last night. And Don Cooper's bunch in action a week from tonight. That Clover Belt crossover game. So against the champion from the other side of the eastern part of the Clover Belt Conference. Our thanks so much to Zach Wycheck for manning the controls back at our WOGO studio and doing what he could to get to work maybe just earlier than you would have thought as they started this JV game early and started the varsity game, you know, about 20 minutes early here today as well. But, again, things don't turn out the way Chihai would have wanted here. In either contest this afternoon, as the JV game goes to New Richmond 55-23, and the varsity tilt also goes New Richmond's way, 72-38. Again, New Richmond going to 11-11 on the season, 7-6 in the Big Rivers Conference. The Cards lose their 20th in the row, 1-21 on the season, 0-13 in the BRC. Thanks so much to Zach Wycheck at our WOGO studio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for listening. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO.
O-G-O.